I grew up in a Christian home, and it's a blessing I'll always be thankful for. When we were young, Mum prayed with us before we went to bed. She bought Bible study books for us and encouraged us always to put God first in our lives. Her and Dad did their best to lead by example, and going to church and church life was always a priority for us. The church we attended was quite set apart in its teaching on salvation. And in fact, most things, it didn't really advocate us mixing with other denominations. And while I had a very academic knowledge of Jesus and God, and Jesus as God's son who died on the cross, it was taught from the pulpit, I really never understood about having a very real and personal relationship with Jesus and therefore God. The emphasis for salvation was placed very much on baptism, teaching that you must be baptized in order to be saved and receive the Holy Spirit. And indeed, I was baptized at the age of 12, as I very much wanted to be saved. Unfortunately, this instilled a very works-based faith in me, and I believed very much that there was something I could do myself to be saved. I understood about sin, that it displeased God, and being a people pleaser, I very much wanted to be good and please God. But without knowing Jesus personally and his power to save, it was all through my own effort. As a teenager, the effort of struggling to be good and the inevitable failure that came with that, without the power of the Holy Spirit and the feelings of guilt, became too much, and I completely rejected the church and everything to do with it. My parents handled this as well as they knew how, and I was never allowed to stop going to church, but I became very resentful towards them and the church, and I think home must have been a very horrible place for them and my three sisters as I battled against them. Even though my conversion occurred many years later, I can see God's hand guiding me all through my life. And at that particular time, he used a mission week to bring me back to church, although not to faith, as that wasn't part of his plan for just then for me. I heard a particularly moving sermon, and admitting to myself that actually I do believe in God and should be living a better life, I stopped the battle against the church, but I began the uphill struggle of trying to be good again, even being baptized a second time to make absolutely sure I was doing the right thing. At university, I discovered my freedom, and things went downhill quite quickly. I discovered I loved all worldly things and made sure I experienced them to the full. And this hedonistic and self-serving lifestyle carried on and quite escalated all through my 20s, to the point where I didn't even really feel guilty anymore. I was quite hardened in my heart. But all the while, I was still going to church and pretending to be a good person, keeping much of my life a secret. So in essence, I had two lives. I never read my Bible, I never prayed, and the thought of hanging out with Christians seemed like complete drudgery to me. But I believed I'd done the right thing, what was necessary to be saved, and so the thought didn't even occur to me that I needed to change. But through faithful prayers of my mum and Laurel in particular, God sent his Holy Spirit to start actively working on me in my early 30s. And I really started to question my life and how I was living and my so-called faith. And I began to feel very guilty again. I started reading my Bible and began to be convicted that things really needed to change. And I experimented with different churches and met other Christians through Oak Hall holidays and through visiting Laurel and her church. And I could see the difference in their lives compared to my own. And I wanted that difference. They knew and loved Jesus as their saviour. But my faith was still very firmly planted in my baptism. It was only 2 years ago that during one particular conversation with a strong Christian friend, I became utterly convinced that I wasn't saved. I understood at once I had been completely separated from God my whole life and literally looked death in the face. I felt the grave enormity of eternal condemnation. It was only for 5 minutes, but it was enough. It was stretching before me, and I knew I had to pray. And I felt quite crushed by the weight of guilt, knowing that it was my sin that had put Jesus on the cross, and that only by putting my faith in his death and the power and the victory of his resurrection that I could be saved by his grace. I finally understood that there was nothing I could do myself. With my whole body trembling from this realization, I prayed the most earnest prayer I've ever prayed, confessing my sin and asking the Lord to be king in my life and to change my stony heart. The weight of guilt was lifted off me instantly, and I knew the peace that we're promised so many times in the Bible if we put our trust in Jesus. And that week, the verse that helped me to understand what had really happened to me is Revelation 21:5. And he who sits on the throne, behold, he makes all things new. I am a new creation, and I'm now free to live in forgiveness, the life that God created me for, to love and worship him as he loved me, and to bring him glory through serving others and sharing this amazing news with them. There have been many ups and downs since starting my Christian walk, and I struggle still with feelings of guilt about past sin and sin that is still a battle in daily life. But the power of the Holy Spirit is incredible, and I detest that sin now and pray every day that God will keep changing my heart as I walk every day with Jesus. To this end, one of my favourite verses is this in Philippians, and I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. God never stops changing us and teaching us. Life is still a battle, but it's a spiritual one, and my Saviour Jesus has already won the victory in the war.